Recent GOI budgets. Core of Economic Growth. CMA Padmanabhan Satish Kumar. EXDGM, Finance. BHEL. Hard War. Post 2020-21. While the whole world attempted recovery from the grave impacts of COVID-19, India has done remarkably well in both recovery and growth, led mainly by the cardinal efforts of GOI budgets over the past few years. Thus, it would be interesting to note the salient features of the last few budgets, supplemented with links to the latest 2026 budget, mainly to grasp the three-dimensional growth despite the limitations posed by growing cumulative deficits which could have further devastated the economy through inflationary impacts and possible debt trap, but seems to be well managed and avoided. Though the budgetary impacts have led to remarkable recovery and economic growth, there are still some areas where the untapped strength of the nation could be optimized through better budget productivity. GOI budgets are always crucial source of economic planning in India, but in the post-COVID period, it assumed greater significance as most nations, including India, suffered tremendously from the major crisis of the century, and GOI was inevitably required to do the cardinal heavy lifting to come out of that nadir. India managed to successfully come up from that point, mainly through core policies of these budgets. The chosen period, 2021-2026, is also important, as it was crucial for bettering foundations required for long-term growth toward the Viksit Bharat at 2047 goal, leading to width, depth, and impact. Wise growth of the budgets, as summarized nicely by Rainan Banerjee, partner and leader, Economic Advisory Group at PwC, the theme of 2026 budget can be summarized as consolidation of ongoing schemes, rationalization of overlapping schemes, and incentivization of businesses, individuals, and entrepreneurs. Hence, the article aims to reflect the integration of the whole set of recent budgets as a fine balance of long-term policy consistency, wide-ranging governance, and economic growth. Suggestions for improved budget productivity. 1. Agriculture. The primary sector is still not fully developed, and hence policies need to shift from incremental allocations to composite strategies, integrating food security and quality products for rising population, expanding export capacity, greater prosperity of marginal farmers, and quantum jump in rural economy. 2. Manufacturing. Reforms and FTAs should spur manufacturing growth. Employment related schemes needed for few more years, till manufacturing sector covers at least 25% of GDP, and ease the pressure from service sector, which has been doing the heavy lifting in domestic as well as export segments. India's manufacturing sector has been an underperformer, and focus needed to increase its productivity in overall economy. 3. Services sector. Emerging fields like GCCs, AI, Web3, blockchain, etc. should be prioritized. 4. Policy support for limiting risk of global isolation. CII recommends establishment of multiple centers of advanced learning and applications, especially for AI, clean energy, etc. Another pressing priority seems the portable social security scheme for expanding gig workers. 4. Circular economy, silver economy, young economy, etc. Such targeted sectors could reduce dependence on imported critical minerals, render support for aging population, as well as preserve the health of younger working population for both greater economic dividend and growth. 5. Strategic Swadeshi could incentivize competitive domestic business to replace imports and expand exports. Recent FTAs should be capitalized for value chains, trade, investments, and high value added manufacturing. Also needed is targeted cost reduction in products facing competition from cheaper imports and PLI 2.0 for incentivizing engineered/manufactured in India rather than imported/assembled. 6. Private consumption, part monetization of idle household wealth, like gold and silver, through appropriate bank credits needs policy thrust, and also the expanding middle class and their propensity for greater consumption should spur private consumption. 7. Infrastructure reforms, rural infra, like roads, cold chains, food processing structure, etc., as well as repower infra, supportive grids, storage projects, etc., now needed for better utilization of idle infra already built up but underutilized, for better dividend to the target group of farmers and consumers, and for the overall economic dividends. 8. Widening inequality, recent survey amongst youngsters by WEF considers this as the most potential risk worldwide, and GOI also needs focused policy on same, creating opportunity for sectional growth and providing meaningful engagements need specific policies. New labor laws should link wages with corporate profits and expand employment to ease disparities. 9. Tax reforms, GST and income tax reductions are very good for increasing consumption and lowering disparity. However, in the long run, the overall taxpayer base for income tax needs to be expanded to reduce per capita tax and consolidate financial prudence. 10. Social sector reforms, multitude of institutions higher rank on Global Innovation Index and remarkable improvement under NITIAIGS. Multidimensional Poverty Index, etc. reflect remarkable progress. Now the challenge remains in consolidation, empowerment and quality improvements. 11. Reset in bureaucratic mindset, needed to spur innovation and enhance developmental focus, mainly on issues requiring time-bound decision. The current inertia results in underutilization of the budget and resultant short achievements. Despite the reforms in budgeting timelines. Conclusion. India's Budgetary Policies and Management, 2021. 26, is not only reflective of initiating remarkable and consistent growth but also the most significant reflection of Sabka Sath Sabka Vikas. Support and development of all Indians. It also clearly indicates the impetus not only on well-designed supports required in the present conditions but also lays clear foundation for the long-term growth of the nation. However, we should strive for further improvements for better optimization and overall results.